Please take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. We'll take a break for 1 week from 2 Peter. We'd like to just talk a little bit about Thanksgiving. And I know that Thanksgiving was this past Thursday, and I do hope that you enjoyed the day. Of course, if you were a Lion fan, you probably didn't totally enjoy the day. Title of our message, Praise God from Whom All Blessings Flow. Amen. And let us stand together, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. If you're unable to stand, please do not feel like you must. Verse 16, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, do what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. Preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for these words, these encouraging words. And Lord, we do not know why you put up with us. And as I heard prayed the other day, we don't even know why you bother with us because of our sinful natures. But Lord, we thank you that you do love us and care for us. We thank you for the salvation that is provided through Jesus Christ. We thank you for the Word of God and for the people of God. And Lord, we pray that you would use us until you call us home. In Jesus' name we pray, and with thanksgiving, amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. The Apostle Paul exhorts believers in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Isn't it interesting that part of God's will for your life and mine is to have a thankful heart? I must admit, thankfulness isn't always my first response when I encounter challenges and trials. But the Lord has declared it so. Since I've turned 60, what a bad taste in my mouth. I've had cancer. I was working on a ladder outside this wall, and the ladder decided to go down. And I have ruptured a disc in my back. It's hard to be thankful. It was last year at this time, after having had Thanksgiving meal at Jim and Lori's, that my back decided, well, you're not going to like what's going to happen over the next few weeks. On Thursday, I believe, it was Thanksgiving. I guess Thanksgiving's always on Thursday. Boy, that's a brilliant statement. But on Friday, I called Pastor Stephen, and I said, I think you need to be ready to preach on Sunday. And on Saturday, I called Pastor Stephen, and I said, you will be preaching on Sunday. And for the next 4 weeks, he had to preach, and you remember. And he did a fine job. It was the first time he had spoken on a Sunday morning here at our church, and he got lots of practice. I was able to come back on December the 18th. You may remember I sat back there on that back pew, and you came by and were kind and greeted me and said, we hadn't missed you. No, you didn't say that. Why didn't I shave? I could not stand up long enough to shave. And so my beard has been here now with me for almost a year. And my wife likes it. And so it stays. Thank you. Your wife probably doesn't agree with that, but yes. On that December the 18th, you may remember, at least Pastor Stephen remembers, I laid down through the whole service as he preached. I could not sit up. During that 30 days that I was in great physical agony, I was also suffering emotionally and spiritually. It was a very, very difficult time. I was emotionally a wreck. And yet the Bible tells us in everything, give thanks. And you say, well, Pastor Paul, what could you give thanks for during that time? And I will try to hold it together here because sometimes I can't. But it was during that time that my wife's love was so evident. She did everything for me except shave me. And she saw me through it. And she knew I was having a hard time when I said, well, why don't you let one of the dogs come in here and get on the bed? You say, Pastor Paul, you were really having problems. I was. I did ask her to cook a meatloaf with what? No, yeah, with lima beans. Never. With those jalapeno peppers. Yes, I did. She wouldn't do that. But you know, when you go through the hard times of life, it will either make you bitter or it'll make you better. Yet the Lord says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. And it talks about our God who is able to sanctify us and to preserve us blameless. Shouldn't that make you want to say thank you? Thank you, Lord. Take your Bibles to the book of Psalms 100. Psalms 100, and we'll read all five verses. I do not know what Pastor Stephen used as a text on Tuesday at the service before Thanksgiving, as I was on the way down to, or was actually on Paris Island on Tuesday. From Ephesians, okay. But Psalm chapter 100, or the 100th Psalm, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. You can say amen on that we're the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. His truth, even when it is denied in 2017 by so many, his truth still endures. And his word is important to him. And as we have said before, he puts his word above his name. It is important. Come. It is always the request of the Lord. Come. Enter into his gates. The invitation is to come and to be with God's people. Come with the desire to praise our Lord. Make a joyful noise. We do not all have the great singing voices, but we can all sing unto the Lord. come circumspectly to our Lord. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. As we watched the young men come across the parade ground there in their dress blues, oh, they look sharp. And as they walked by later, and as the American flag went by, we were told to stand and honor it. Amen. They all presented themselves well. We are to present ourselves well. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Come thanking the Lord. We are to enter with thanksgiving as we come into the church. We come thanking the Lord for his greatness and his love and his mercy and for the salvation that we have. We are to come humbly to our Lord, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. I have 7 simple rules to be happy. They're not original with me, but I think they're worth hearing. 7 simple rules. Number 1, free your heart from hatred. Free your heart from hatred. Folks, we live in a society and in a world today that is full of hate, full of anger. And yet we're to free our heart. Do you remember Jesus? He's been arrested. He's been betrayed. He's been beaten. He's been mocked. He's been nailed to a cross. He's been put up so that all can see him. And he says, what? Forgive them, for they know not what they do. There was no hatred in his heart. There's the song that says he could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. But there was no hatred in his heart. Number 2, free your mind from worries. That's hard to do sometimes. I remember when Donna and I were in college and we'd been married and financially things were a struggle, and we'd come home from a service on a Sunday and I was hungry and there was virtually nothing in the house to eat. I guess we just hadn't gone grocery shopping yet. And Donna said, oh, I found a can of peas. Why the can of peas was in our house, I have no idea. I think since that can of peas, I don't know if we've ever had another can of peas in our house. Oh, we probably have, because Jim likes that wasted cheese thing. You say, what is wasted cheese? Well, you start with peas, you add Miracle Whip, and then you put cheese on it. It's wasted cheese, folks. And so she cooked that can of peas. I applied mustard to it. That didn't help. You know, sometimes you worry. How are things gonna help? The next day, Johnny Smith and his wife invited us out to eat. I don't know why they invited us out to eat. Praise God they did. You say, what about the next day? Johnny and Sue, wasn't it, invited us over again. You know, the Lord provided during a very slack time in our lives. Free your mind from worries. Number 3, live simply. Live simply. You know, we live in a society where we're being screamed at, get this, get that, get this. How many of you like those commercials where the person looks out the window and they see in the driveway a brand new car? And I'm thinking, my wife has never bought me a brand new car. And yet we live in a society that is screaming, you can't have enough. Well, the fact of the matter is, you can have too much. Live simply. Number four, give more. You say, this is a simple rule to be happy, give more. Didn't Jesus say it is more blessed to what than to what? It's more blessed to give than to receive. More blessed to give. Learn to give. Was God a giver, or is God a giver? Hello, is he? God is the greatest of givers. He gave his only begotten son. He gave a priceless gift. We ought to learn to give. I've told you this before, and I will tell you today, and I will tell you in the future, until you are right with your money, you cannot be right with God. If you are not right with your money, you cannot be right with God. You can be saved. He can be your Savior. But he wants us to be right with him. Number five, expect less. You know, sometimes we get in our mind and we're entitled to the very best. What did Jesus have when this earth? Virtually nothing. They took what he had, and what did they do with it? They gambled for it. He was put in a borrowed tomb. He rode a borrowed donkey. He said he had no home. He had virtually nothing. Now, I'm not saying that that's how we should be. But many times we expect everything. We got to the parade ground, and there were special seats for the honor graduates. And over here, right in the middle, they had two seats for each honor graduate. Donna and I were there first. And I'm thinking to myself, this is not going to work. Because who should sit there in those two seats? The parents, right? And so Donna quickly let Shanna and Matthew know that there were two seats and we were sitting there keeping them warm. But we would be moving over to the other section. You know, I could have said, well, you know, we're here first. You know, move, what is it? Move your feet, lose your seat. You know, the fact of the matter is we knew that we couldn't sit there. Expect less. Number six. How many did I tell you there were? Seven. I'm on six. That means what? I'm almost done. You don't have to be excited about that. Number six. Be thankful. Be thankful. Too many people today aren't thankful. But we need to be thankful. We need to thank the Lord for the salvation that we have. Let me tell you one thing you should be thankful for. A gospel preaching church. You know, there are people today that are at churches that they're not receiving the gospel message. Jesus Christ is our Savior. He paid the price. You cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot work your way there. You say, but I'm a really good person. No, it doesn't matter. Jesus paid the price. He paid the price that a holy God and a just God would accept. and that was a holy sacrifice. And you aren't good enough. You say, Pastor Paul, you shouldn't be that way. I'm not good enough. You're not good enough. But aren't you glad there was one that was willing to die for us who was good enough? And yet there are churches today that tell their people that if they work hard enough, God has to let them in. I was at a funeral where the one doing the speaking was begging God to let the person in the casket into heaven. Folks, it's too late then. They had better take care of it before. And you're at a church where we tell you that Jesus Christ is the one and only way. But there are a lot that aren't. And in today's society, there are a lot of people that are being entertained, but they're going to be entertained right into hell. Is it any wonder that there will be those that will say, Lord, we did so much in your name. And he's going to say, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, for I never knew you. Number 7 of 7, trust the Lord. Don't trust in the U.S. economy. It has gone south before and it could go south again. I don't know where that term came from, going south. But it has gone sour before. Don't trust in your health, because your health can be gone very quickly. Don't trust in your education, because those encyclopedias that I read when I was a kid, where are most of them today? In the recycle zone, right? Don't trust in your beauty or your, well, you know, some of us try. But don't trust in yourself. Trust in the Lord. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks. When was the last time you thanked the Lord for your salvation? When was the last time you thanked the Lord for the Word of God? For the house of God? For the people of God? Yes, we can be thankful for our nice homes, for our nice cars, for our furnitures and for those things and within our homes that we enjoy looking at. We can thank God for a good mate or good children or good grandchildren. And some of you have great grandchildren and you can thank God for them. And yes, that is good. But never forget to thank the one from whom all blessings flow. In just a moment, we're going to have a opportunity to come to the altar and pray, and you just might want to come and pray and thank God for all his blessings, for his salvation. But if you have never accepted Christ as your Savior, we would love to give you the opportunity to do so. We'd be glad to have someone show you from the Word of God what you must do to acquire that salvation that Jesus Christ has provided. Maybe you'd like to come and pray for someone who has drifted, or someone who has never come. There's many things you can pray about at the altar, or sitting on the front seat, front pew. And shall we stand together, our song of invitation number 17, Have Thine Own Way, Lord. You can come and pray. And the fact of the matter is you don't even have to wait for the music to begin if you'd like to come and pray even now. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, Lord, now for this invitation time that you would, Lord, allow the Spirit to move and to convict. Lord, we ask that your will would be done at this time. In Jesus' name we pray and with thanksgiving. Amen.